Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A surprising WrestleMania main event is on the cards. We'll talk about it. Plus, WWE are livid with an AEW appearance. And we pay homage to Zeus for Friday, December the 11th, 2020. This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Any excuse to play the Stock Aitken and Waterman WrestleMania song from the WWF WrestleMania album. It's a banger. I don't care what you say. So yesterday, some news came down about WrestleMania 37, which is only 4 months away now, something like that. Hasn't this year gone quick? Has it? Oh, let's not talk about this year. So some details have come down the wire regarding the planned big marquee matches for WrestleMania next year. A WrestleMania that hopefully, if all goes well and if the world is moving in the right way, we'll see a return of fans to stadiums. We will see. If it's the right thing to do, do it. If it's not, it's not. But that's by the by. So how is WrestleMania going to look this year? We turn to WrestleVotes for this one, who teased us a little bit yesterday by saying that there was a WrestleMania card being announced later on in the day. And they came back with the following, tweeting out, "Source stressed nothing is close to official or concrete, but as a working idea, the following is what is being considered for WrestleMania 37. Reigns versus Goldberg, Edge versus Orton, and in an interesting twist, McIntyre versus Lesnar versus Keith Lee. Lots of variables in play, especially the attendance factor." So let's break this down a little bit. Reigns versus Goldberg. We've seen that start to build as a result of Goldberg appearing on The Bump, making some comments about Roman Reigns' spear, saying his is better, and says there's a match that Reigns owes him. This was looking like something that they may end up doing. But we originally thought this might be like a worst-case scenario if we couldn't get an opponent lined up for Reigns. Like, the plan we thought for a while was going to be Reigns versus The Rock, but that's dependent on many other factors. I guess Goldberg is in a position where he's good to go for a match against Roman Reigns, hence why that is probably being pushed front and centre. Goldberg going onto The Bump to publicly announce that match isn't something that you would do if it's not in the near completion stages. People will talk about whether or not this is the right thing to do for business. We'll talk about it, I'm sure, plenty over the next couple of months. Edge versus Orton is the other one. Now, Edge and Randy Orton, if the world had been ideal, we'd have seen a match between those two taking place at SummerSlam. However, SummerSlam, because of COVID, was very different this year. And also, Edge suffering a major injury during the match he had against Randy Orton at Backlash put all that to bed. So, it was held off, and there is still some loose ends to tie up. So, we could end up seeing that match go down as part of WrestleMania 37. Like, a year on from the match that they had, the Falls Count Anywhere unsanctioned match they had at WrestleMania 36, there is some reason for that to go down. And how about this third one? What an interesting twist this is. Drew McIntyre versus Brock Lesnar, a rematch from WrestleMania 36, but chucking Keith Lee into the equation. Drew and Lesnar had their match at WrestleMania last year. It was the starter cap for the Drew McIntyre championship era. Keith Lee had himself an interesting run-in with Brock Lesnar as well at the Royal Rumble. It was during Lesnar throwing everybody out left, right and centre. It was Keith Lee as the first guy to really offer any opposition for Brock. So you kind of teased that already, and you've planted the idea in our heads that Keith Lee would be a match for Brock Lesnar. Keith Lee has been very protected ever since he came onto the Monday Night Raw roster as well. Any defeats that he has had have either been as a result of not being involved in the decision or evil shenanigans from his opponent, the low blow from Braun Strowman, for one of them. So that does suggest they're protecting him for something pretty special come WrestleMania. Certainly an interesting twist on things to put McIntyre and Lesnar back together and then add Keith Lee into that equation too. Could be an intriguing arrangement. But of course, we're several months away from WrestleMania. I can only go back to my previous years as a wrestling fan. I seem to remember that it was at this point in December of 2000 where everywhere was reporting that Rock versus Triple H one-on-one would be the main event of WrestleMania 2000. Sorry, in 1999 they were reporting the main event of WrestleMania 16 would be Rock and Triple H one-on-one. That didn't end up going ahead. It was the fatal four-way. It was very different. That's one example of many that I've just plucked from my head where we've had matches sort of teased quite early on that haven't panned out the way that we want. We'll wait and see. Your thoughts on the WrestleMania potential main event would be greatly appreciated. You can hit us on Twitter at Cultaholic. Press, y'all. Snoop Dogg and Sasha Banks, we the best, y'all. Make way for the new coming through. And if you in the way, let me say she coming for you. Bands up, hands up in the air. When I say hail, you say yeah. Hail, yeah. Hail, yeah. S-A-S-H-A, how you do that there? She's a legit boss, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. That's my family and we so G. Bow down to the new champ of WWE. Had a dream on, had him ready, yeah. Now there's nothing dragging down me, yeah. Cause I go pushing all out the way. And this is a break-in, I come away, yeah. Now I'll make nobody gonna take it. Cause I go pushing all out the way. Sasha being escorted to the ring by her cousin, WWE Hall of Famer, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, the man who sang Sasha Banks to the ring at WrestleMania, has caused some upset within WWE head office. It has been announced by AEW that Snoop Dogg will be appearing as part of AEW's New Year's Smash on January the 6th. He'll be a special guest on the night. And according to Brian Alvarez of Wrestling Observer Radio, he says, quote, regarding Snoop Dogg, I do know there are a lot of people in WWE who are very upset that Snoop is appearing on AEW Dynamite. Snoop Dogg is a WWE Hall of Famer and even to this day has his voice regularly on WWE's products as the vocals for Sasha Banks' theme music. The cousin of Sasha Banks providing the theme for Sasha. So WWE a bit upset with that. I genuinely don't think that Snoop Dogg even cares. He's working at the moment with Cody on the Go Big Show. That's what it's called, isn't it? It is, yeah. So that's where that relationship has been struck up. And Snoop Dogg's a wrestling fan, and I'm sure he'll have some fun when he turns up on January the 6th. But apparently WWE not happy campers about the whole thing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Why not get somebody the gift of stories this Christmas? We've teamed up with Audible, which gives you thousands of amazing stories from across the genres. Fiction, non-fiction, biographies, a lot of wrestling stuff on there as well. In fact, if you go to cultaholic.com/audible, you can see some of the amazing wrestling audiobooks available right now, including Glenn Jacobs' Mare Kane, Dylan Postel, Life is Short and So Am I, Wrestle Crap, R.D. Reynolds, and Wrestling Observer's Brian Alvarez gave us The Death of WCW. We've got Chris Charlton's amazing book, Eggshells, The History of Wrestling in the Tokyo Dome. All of those are at cultaholic.com/audible, and one of them is yours for absolutely free if you sign up for 30 days to Audible. It's a free trial with Audible, and if you love it, keep it and let the world of audiobooks be open to you. If you choose after 30 days that you don't want it, you can cancel. It won't cost you a single thing, but keep the app because you get to keep the audiobook that we give you as a thank you. So at the very worst, you're going to get a free wrestling audiobook, aren't you? Sign up to Audible right now and see what you think. Cultaholic.com/audible. Jackson Ryker has broken his silence. He was recently featured on WWE Main Event. It looks like they're trialing something with him and Elias, with Ryker working as a roadie for Elias. He's reactivated his Twitter account as Jackson Ryker. He shut it down last month following some statements that he made that upset his peers and wrestling fans alike regarding the Black Lives Matter movement. So he has reactivated it, and in a post on Twitter, he simply wrote, "I will walk with... ..." He also took to Instagram as well, and he put out a picture saying, "What's in store for the Savage? I have a lot more to give, a lot more to earn. I'm not done at WWE. Ryker very much making it known that he's still a part of WWE. I feel like if it's obviously gone well, the trial that he did with Elias in the eyes of the company, if he feels confident enough to reactivate his Twitter and start talking about it. We'll see how this one plays out. Tyler Bate is back. He made a return to WWE TV last night on NXT UK. He was on Noam Dar's Supernova Sessions, and he got into a discussion with A-Kid, the reigning Heritage Cup champion. And this led to Noam Dar coercing Tyler Bate into a match against A-Kid. So they had a cracker of a main event on NXT UK, which saw A-Kid defeating Tyler Bate. Big, big result for A-Kid as a result of that. Probably the biggest win of his career so far. Tyler Bate, the first ever United Kingdom champion. A loss, the loss to Pete Dunne at TakeOver Chicago is what started Pete Dunne's legendary run as the champ. He's also a former NXT Tag Team Champion as well, but hasn't been on NXT UK since the hiatus of the brand in March following COVID-19. I genuinely thought that we would see Tyler Bate make the move over to the US side. It was certainly something that was being teased just before the pandemic truly hit. I still think it's something that may end up happening anyway. I think Tyler Bate is such a talent that I feel like a swan song in NXT UK is coming before he makes the move over to the other brand. WWE have announced that the Raw Tag Team Championships will be on the line at TLC. The New Day are going to be defending those titles against the Hurt Business, Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander. Now, these guys have gone back and forth for several weeks with MVP questioning the pride and the respectability of the New Day in several scenarios. We've seen Cedric Alexander pick up singles wins over both Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston. They've been on a roll. This could lead to them becoming Raw Tag Team Champions next Sunday at TLC. So this is how the card shakes down for the pay-per-view. TLC matches for the Universal Championship with Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens, and for the WWE Championship with Drew McIntyre versus AJ Styles. We'll also see the SmackDown Women's Champion Sasha Banks defending her title against Carmella. Randy Orton goes one-on-one with The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. The women's tag titles on the line, Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax defending against Asuka and Lana. And the aforementioned Raw Tag Team title match as well. Added to that card, The New Day versus The Hurt Business. We send our best wishes to Bobby Fish. It was on Wednesday's NXT. They put out a video saying casualties of War Games. We know that Candice LeRae has broken her arm as a result of the War Games match that she had. But Bobby Fish also had to undergo surgery after War Games to reattach a triceps. As of recording now, no word yet on how long he's going to be out of action. Recovery for an injury like this can be anything from 4 to 6 months, though. So we may not see Bobby Fish until sort of after WrestleMania at this point, but we'll keep you posted.
This is Zeus.
Nasty Zeus. This guy doesn't like anybody.
Not at all.
And finally, we here at Cultaholic pay our respects to Thomas Tiny Lister, who passed away at the age of 62. It was reported by TMZ yesterday. Tiny Lister became known within the wrestling world as Zeus following a legendary movie rivalry against Hulk Hogan. Who will forget Rip versus Zeus in No Holds Barred?
What was the name?
Zeus. Let him fight.
Zeus can be led.
Zeus!
I will lead him, just as I will lead Rip.
I know you out there.
The World Television Network proudly presents a no-holds-barred fight to the finish.
That storyline carried over onto WWF television, and we saw Zeus teaming up with the Macho King Randy Savage to take on Hulk Hogan and Brutus the Barber Beefcake at SummerSlam 1989.
Feeling sorry for you, because when I take care of the weakling Beefcake, it leaves you alone in the ring with Zeus the God! Ah! Hulk Hogan, Beefcake Barber! On your hands and knees to yoga.
Zeus would reignite his rivalry with Hulk Hogan in WCW at Uncensored in 1996 under the name of Z Gangster.
I see fear in their speech. I see fear in their bodies. And I don't blame him. Look at that man.
Look at him, Uncensored. One word comes to mind. Uncensored.
Away from the wrestling world, Lister would work as an actor. Many know and love him as Debo, the neighborhood bully in the Friday movie series.
Why you tripping, Debo?
Sure, Parker, knock your ass out.
Oh, man, that's messed up. Why don't you give him back his chain?
What chain?
Yeah, what chain?
Hey man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
From there, Tiny Lister would also be featured in movies like Beverly Hills Cop 2, Jackie Brown, The Fifth Element, The Dark Knight, and many, many more.
Give it to me. You can tell them I took it by force. Give it to me, and I'll do what you should have did 10 minutes ago.
Ice Cube says, R.I.P. Tiny Debo Lister, America's favorite bully, was a born entertainer who would pop into character at the drop of a hat, terrifying people on and off camera, followed by a big smile and a laugh. Thank you for being a good dude at heart. I miss you already. Well, we here at Cultaholic, we extend our condolences to the friends and family of the late Thomas Tiny Lister.
I am going to destroy Hulk
For Friday, December the 11th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.